Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn. This Aspire broadcast is being recorded and aired for June the 2nd, 2024. Well, if you are able to hang in there with me here with Kay's questions, and she has a series of long ones that she wants to know about me in the sense of how I arrived at this kind of career, and she wanted to know about how, I guess she's comparing, she's looking at what I have done and haven't done, and what she is doing and what she isn't doing. And she wants to see, I guess, what makes me tick, why it doesn't tick with her in the sense that of her own spiritual practice, which is very difficult for her as she talks about it. I have never met Kay. Kay has been a very kind and sweet person via email, and I am very grateful for her kindness and her generosity in sharing herself. So this Aspire broadcast is a continuation of her questions to me that no one, frankly, has ever asked. No one. And I think it's just, who cares? What do you have to give me kind of thing? That's generally the attitude I get from people who listen to the program. So she asked, did you ever know what you were really doing when you were beginning your practice? And what preceded it? When I was, seven or eight years old, I was in a supermarket, or no, it was a drugstore called Save-On or something like that. I think it was Save-On. And they had a record bin there, and you could go into it for 25 cents and choose any record you wanted. Well, I didn't know anything about records. I wasn't into rock and roll or anything at that age. And there was this record on how to meditate. And I did not really understand meditation, but I knew my hands were just guided to this album for 25 cents. So I ran home and I told my mother about it. And she said, you know, you have to get it yourself. I'm not giving you a quarter for that. And so I went out and I had a puppet theater in my garage. I was into puppets. I still am. Ventriloquist puppets and marionettes and things like that. And I made up a quick story, which was really fun for me to do, invited the kids over for a nickel apiece to see my little show. And I did it. And in a day or two, I had enough money to go and get the record. So I went and bought the record. I asked this gentleman to hold it for me. He was very kind to this redheaded crazy kid and said, okay. And I went to him and I handed him the money and he gave me the album. I don't think he even charged me tax on that. I really don't. I think he was just being kind. So I took it home. And Kay, I listened to that puppy. The object of this album was there were all these tones and kind of offbeat noises that were in the album, and you were to find the one single constant tone that was hidden in all of these other tones. So I sat there in front of my record player for days, hours, trying to find the core, the one tone that was hidden in this record. And I would listen to it and listen. I would close my eyes. I would try to dismiss my thinking, which was not easy for me to do at all because I had one of those quick minds in the day. And I would I'd work on this and work on this and work on this. To this day, I struggle with telling you this, that I never found it. Never did. But I went at it tooth, hook, and nail with Greg. And though it never happened, I never heard that one single tone, I learned some things about myself, about the way I lived and the way I thought. I realized that my mind was in the way of everything I was doing, and it was highly frustrating to me. I had not really realized that. I went to school, and four years old, my parents sent me to military school. Not a good thing for me. Not Ramsey Military Academy in Los Angeles. And this did not go over well with the Gregory at all. And to make a long story short, I lasted 2 years. I barely lasted kindergarten and first grade. And that was just awful for me. My mother wanted to just get rid of me, you know, and leave the raising of the little Gregory to the military academy. Kind of the way parents do now when they send their kids to school and they haven't taught them anything. They haven't given them anything to go on. They expect the school system to do that. So that's what my mother's attitude was. My father wasn't really there much. He couldn't stand my mother, so he went to work a lot. So, you know, you start to understand all of this when you get much older. But when I was little, I realized, you know, they didn't want me around. That started the wounds inside of me that I was going to deal with for the rest of my life. And this was the birth of low self-esteem in the Gregory. And he had very low self-esteem inside of himself, and I believe he still does. He is not much different now than he was then. He was prone to the same thoughts he had then that he has now. So I had to, you know, get involved in something that would help me overcome this problem. And I had one single problem in that era of my day. The problem was everyone else thought differently than I did. And I had a hell of a time with Gregory. I couldn't understand why they thought the way they did, making baseball and sports and memorizing batting averages and things like that, why that was so important. It seemed foolish and useless to me. But nonetheless, that's where it was. So I would sit there. I had a little fort that I had made in the garage, and it also encompassed my puppets and my theater thing that I had with my puppets. And I would sit there for hours, never leaving, trying to figure out why I couldn't think like the other kids could think. They seemed to me much smarter than me. I had much more ability to deal with what was going on socially and even politically inside the confines of my friendships with them in the neighborhood. And it started to become a real problem. And as that started to grow in me, why can't I think the way other kids think? That became the thrust of my entire life. I'm not kidding you. My entire life. So with that all being said, I asked my mother to start taking me to church. I thought maybe there would be a God that would be able to answer this plight I was going through. It was terrible. I was just, you know, hung up on this to an emotional degree where I wasn't eating and I wasn't being able to focus or pay attention. So that was where the search for a church began inside me. My mother, my father could have cared less. They didn't know. They didn't understand. So what basically happened is I had to have my mother and father take me to various churches, and we'll pick that up next week. Okay? So that's where that is. Hope this is helping you in some way. And I wonder, do you ever wonder why you only have the thoughts you have? It's something to think about. Something to solve, maybe. I'm out of here. Please forgive me. Namaste.